I grew up in San Francisco, and my mother said as soon as I learned how to crawl, I crawled out the back door and started gardening. And so I had potatoes, and because mother had sprouting potatoes in her cupboard, and she showed me how to cut them up and plant them. And I think I had a good outbreak my second year of growing potatoes. I was about five, of Phytophthora infestans in San Francisco. So there was an outbreak, and a couple of years later I was growing onions, and all the onion stalks around Easter just kind of collapsed, and it was downy mildew. And my first book of plant pathology was the USDA yearbook of plant diseases. So I started reading about that, and then biology and botany, and then I came up to UC Davis in 1974. I've sent Ed Butler a postcard. I've traveled extensively, and everywhere I go, I send him a postcard, and I discuss the type of Rhizoctonia, which is his specialty. And the best one, and he saved the cards, was from East Berlin. And I said, Rhizoctonia here, and it's red. So yeah, and he loved that one, so it was quite fun. But no, they were good. And then I did my degree. Mike Davis was my major professor, and I worked with the corn disease Fusarium anilliformis. And we did a lot of very good and classic work, but also novel. And you know, it was a good project, and Mike also has been a very good mentor. The challenge is simply my job with the education and training committee is to train people to be first detectors. And you know, to work with the people who are doing the inspection, who are out in the field, who are, and growers also. And so teaching them kind of basic plant pathology, and also I've taken a lot of entomology and nematology. So you know, we discuss all pests and pathogens and nematode problems. And the challenge we're having a monthly newsletter, which I'm getting together now with our IT person. And so it's just general information on a monthly basis to keep people updated and aware.